Welcome back to the Reflex Blue Show, everybody. I am your host, Donovan Beery, and we are in room 3000. Actually, and right next door making quite the ruckus was Cammy with her last talk. Cammy, how are you doing today?
I'm so good, it kind of hurts.
You actually seem to, I mean, they had to close the, I mean, you standing room only.
Yeah.
Everyone in there was really engaged.
It was so fun. Well, everybody's experienced conflicts, and everyone wants to know how to deal with them better. And the nugget of my talk was, if you only have a hammer, you see every problem as a nail. And this is definitely tools other than a hammer.
Oh, okay. I kind of like hammers, though. What about a hatchet, maybe?
You can have your hatchet. Stuff? I'll use my tools.
Approach. All right.
And also with us, we have Crystal Reynolds. Crystal, how are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous.
And
Elisa
Bonsignor. That one's an easy one to spell.
Yes.
And Julie Goldsberry, who's been hugging everybody.
Yes, so. I have. Spreading the love.
Now, we'll start with Julie. You brought like 1,000 hugs with you. Is that, it's like a hug quota at this event?
It's not a quota. I just wanted to see if I could get 1,000 people that I didn't, some that I did know and some that I didn't know, to hug me and introduce myself to them and kind of get a bigger network of people.
Well, I've been seeing a lot of people with an I was hugged by Julie sticker.
Well, yeah.
So how are you, I mean, you've got probably just under 24 hours to go. How is the quota, how has it been holding up? Are you getting close to that 1,000?
I'd probably say I have about 300 left, maybe.
That's
okay.
Amazing. I feel like we have to do the thermometer. Like, how far has Julie gotten?
I don't know. I mean, if
has
you guys
Julie
want
met
to,
her
we can
goal.
Count what I have left.
That's so
I
awesome.
Feel that's on a good pace, especially knowing that the closing reception party, which would be tonight or last night,
it's
going to
be like
listening.
Fish in a barrel.
Oh, yeah. Totally. That especially when I'm wearing a costume and most people aren't going to know who I am.
What was it that came up with the idea? What was it that brought you to have this idea that you should do this?
I really like to hug people. It's just my thing. Like, I don't, once I meet somebody, they stick their hand out, I go, I don't shake hands, I hug people. Like, unless it's a professional environment or something like that. But this is kind of like a group of friends. So, I don't know, Crystal was doing her thing with the iNote, and Cammy was speaking, and Lisa was speaking, and we got a couple other friends that were doing stuff, and I was like, well, I want to do something fun. I like to hug people. Let's see if I can get 1,000 people to hug me.
So I love awesome. It. And that's the thing about the conference being here live, is you get this adventure of, you know, not knowing if you're going to be tackled on the stairs to be hugged or not.
Oh, I've been asking. I've been very polite. I actually just had the third person to refuse me about 10 minutes ago.
And the look on her face was like,
yeah, there's. I mean, sometimes you just don't want to be touched.
You're very respectful of that.
Yeah, I don't, like, somebody's like, you just need to walk up to people and slap it on them. That's not the point. It's about, you know, I would like to hug you. Is it okay?
And sharing
yes.
a little
and
warmth.
Then it, and then, you know, it's a transfer of good juju.
Yes,
right.
Good juju, absolutely.
Now, when we first met, you actually worked at Vienna Beef, but I heard you've moved to a different place now.
Yes, I work for a small agency outside of Chicago.
How's that going?
It's going well.
Okay.
Yeah, learning lots of stuff, doing lots of new stuff.
Okay, well, good to see you move on. We'll move back to Lisa, what are you doing here then?
So I was speaking at the Freelancer Conference, and my topic was saving your sanity through better client relations. And, you know, some of these ladies might have heard
so
my
So we're
sessions.
Talking conflict resolution over here
conflict
with Cammy.
Conflict resolution and client relations, which sort of go hand in hand, actually.
So
in a lot
talking
of cases.
About maybe doing something together in the future, some
yeah.
kind
so
of
my
workshop.
Upcoming talk that I'm working on about, like, taking a hatchet to everything.
No.
Is...
no.
Right. Yeah, see, that's sort of the flip side of it.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want, we can use you as an example of what not to do.
Right.
A lot of people do.
A lot of people do.
So how, now have you already spoken or?
I spoke on Saturday. I've lost all track of what days
yeah,
actually
yeah.
are.
So
Saturday, the first day of the Freelancer Conference was the day I spoke. So.
Yeah, that's
all right, well, I'm going to say this. You have done it right, because out of everyone I talk to, if you can get in on that first day of talking and get it
right.
over with, like,
so,
like you win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you have won.
The
Absolutely.
First time I spoke, it was on a Saturday, totally winning.
Yeah, it's the better way to go, and then you can approach the rest of it with a clear head, and you don't have to worry about, you know, the little technical details of, you know, is everything set up, and do they have my handouts, and, you know, all that little piddly
nonsense.
Oh,
should I have worried?
I'm a worrier. Please refer to Stephanie Voth. I am a worrier as a child. I worried about worrying. Yes, I'm like, oh,
And speaking of Stephanie, so I went into her. This is actually the only thing I caught when I was here. I went into her thing and I got the handout and I was sitting in the back and I actually had the house staff come up to me and steal the handout because they ran out of them.
I know, right? Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, can we make copies? And they couldn't find a copier, so then I guess they tweeted a photo of my handout. So
that was your fantastic.
So you're famous
session.
Too then?
Not really.
His handout, his borrowed handout from yes. Stephanie Voss.
Has been tweeted to the world.
Nice.
Did you already take notes on it? Because that would make it valuable.
You act like I even take notes on anything.
With a mind like a steel trap like yours, you don't need to take notes.
That is one way to word this. Right. Now, Crystal, you are here once again. Now, last year, I think I wrote about it on the Nina Paper blog, you had like jumped on and decided that the format that they hand out the booklets of is really not how. I mean, they do a lot of things good, but like their schedule might be the worst looking thing ever and the hardest
thing
to read.
That's one thing. But I think the biggest thing was you left, you just didn't have something in your hands that held all of that inspiration.
Yeah, you like to put something on the bookshelf, be like, oh yeah, see, I went to that, and tell your coworkers they didn't.
Right,
exactly.
And what's great about it, I mean, as somebody who's using it, is that, you know, it's got information, it's got interviews, it's got the schedule, it's got everything that you can refer back to at the end.
And this is the, I mean, we're talking about, it's called the Creatives Cover?
It's an interesting story, but it's basically, I'm starting a publication called Creatives Cupboard, which is based on having interviews of people. It's
creative
combined
people.
With a notebook. So it's like a notebook and a publication mashed into one. So it's something that's
a
not just you read
magazine.
And then you toss. It's like something that you read and then you readdress because it's always in your hands.
Where do people go to find out more information about this?
Creativescupboard.com.
And so this year, I noticed, like last year, how many of these did you print out?
I was lucky. My local printer, we did a little trade. I did design for him and he printed me 200 coil-bound books.
And this year, I noticed, like, everyone at the Creative Freelancer Conference got one.
I lucked out because Nancy, she was on page 10 in the last book. She's got, actually houses a print shop here in San Francisco called Red Dog Graphics.
What's their website?
RedDogGraphics.com.
Perfect.
And they are located, like, 3 blocks away from the Moscone Center. And she came and talked to me and said, I want to work with you on this next year because the conference is in San Francisco. We want to connect with our freelancers, designers here locally. And I was like, it was funny because I was thinking, if I want to do this again, who would I go to? I'm not traveling with four freaking cases of books through
customs.
Not going to do that.
Oh,
let's
yeah, you're
local.
In Canada, aren't you?
I'm in Canada. So so I was even thinking
about it. So same process for us.
Some process?
Oh, well, I thought all the Canadians always
thought
about the process.
No, you set that up for her. She does say process.
She does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, actually, I'm just making sure you're really from Canada. You know.
Well, tell him where you're from.
Calgary.
See, it's not Calgary. It's Calgary.
Okay. So you don't want to carry 500 bags to the customs now that we believe you're from Canada.
Right. So we teamed up with her, and then me and Nancy, we got talking, and I was lucky enough to meet Jamie Saunders from Nina Paper last year, and thank you very much for doing that blog about the book last year. So that exposed me to them. So she knew about it. And so touched base with her via email and gave her some specs on what we were thinking of doing, adjusting it, because it always evolves. Nothing's ever perfect. And you can
right. Now that
changes.
You got a paper sponsor, all of a sudden you have a gatefold schedule, I noticed.
Exactly.
Very nice.
But we didn't at the time. And so we pitched it to her via emails, and she said, well, unfortunately, the budget, we don't have it. Totally respect that. I'm like, crap. Now I've got to make an actual proposal, and I actually have to visually combine the visual with the content and make connections with other paper companies to see if they can at least eat some of that cost. Because to have the printer set up, it'd be really nice, because Red Dock was...
Well, it's not only like the thing not only has the schedule, it talks about how it has all your interviews, it also has a bunch of pages at the end to take notes. So.
Right. That was the biggest thing. There's two sections in the notes section. There's a section for notes, and it has a guideline for speaker information, the title of the thing. So just general guidelines for that, and then after that, just a general blank grid sheet lines, just to make.
Yeah, but how many pages was this one?
It was actually 100 pages.
100 sheets of paper.
100 sheets of paper.
Okay, so I mean that's getting 500 of these, that's a real like. You're asking for a real amount of paper.
Right. Exactly.
This isn't field notes. I mean, it's solid. It's not like a little pocket notebook.
Yeah, well, it's the size of an iPad. I was inspired. That's how the name came up. It was like, I love a notebook, and I love the size of the iPad in my bag. Notebook, iNote. And that's how I came up with it.
Okay. And how did you actually finally get this thing actually produced?
Well, we eventually did pitch the proposal again past Nina, and then they actually saw the visual proposal. Then they actually, it timed in well with their actual marketing budget at the time as well. Things had changed. So they were pleased to sign on board and be part of CFC, because it is actually was specifically designed for CFC this year.
Okay.
To get to everybody there. So as far as the process, I mean, throughout the year, I've been interviewing people and basically writing interesting stories and stuff like that in regards to that.
And you've been posting these. I've been following these a little bit. You've been posting them on the Creatives Cover.
Well, that was the feedback from last year. Everyone's like, there's so much to read. And it would have been nice to know before coming to the conference. So I wanted to do little tidbits, little, here's a little, you know, here's Justin Allren's article, or here's Luke Meisey's article. Just tidbits before, because there's so much to read out there, you can't read it all at once.
No, that makes sense. And it's a great keepsake, too. So I still have my one from last year on the shelf, and yeah. I'll put this one next to it. So.
And I'm really thrilled with it, because we got to do three processes for the book. We got the letterpress on Nina Classic Crust Stipple, red chili pepper, red pepper.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Oh,
I just love to touch it.
Yummy.
And then the linen, 80-pound linen stock, Classic Crust linen. And then the eggshell on the notes pages, it's like heaven to write on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure.
This is yummy paper. Well, Nina paper is yummy anyway, but
it's
this
very
is like
yummy.
Especially the red.
Oh. The red is beautiful.
So it was amazing, because it was an opportunity for Nina to showcase three types of paper in one that's going to be sitting on someone's desk, and for Red Dog Graphics to showcase their printing on three different, so digital, letterpress, and offset.
Well, this is quite the undertaking. I'm impressed, so good job on that.
It showcases Crystal's publication capabilities.
Yeah. And also, shout out to, what's her name, Kristen Deneve?
I had two illustrators who helped out with the cover. The retweet artist, he did the sketching of the San Francisco landscapes, and Kristen Deneve, she did all the portrait pictures for some of the people I interviewed.
Very nice, very nice. Well, before we leave, one last thing is, Kimmy,
yes?
We were trying to get a hold of these people. How have you been in touch with our scholarship winners, with the How?
Oh, with the grant?
Yeah, the How grant.
At this point, I've kind of been slacking. I run across them in the hall, and I think, oh, yeah, I need to, and my bad. We're going to get together with them, and we're going to find out what their first How conference was like. We're going to get to talk with them, definitely.
No, and I know, it's the thing, I mean, it's like 3,000 designers all in one building.
And
it's
she was
like,
just in my
cash wrangling
too.
Everywhere, so it's hard to catch. I'm sure we're going to catch up,
yes.
And if not, we'll follow up via, you know, if you guys post anywhere, we'll tweet over to it, or Facebook page.
Or we can, maybe we can do another Google, what's it called, Crystal?
Hangout.
No, the one that you make a video and post.
The live version.
Google. Yeah, I forgot what it's called. But
this technology, I can barely tweet. So.
well,
thank you. Thank you, Elisa, Amy, Julie, Crystal. We'll be back.
Thank you.
And we got one major party to go. And who's doing the keynote tomorrow before the big kickoff, the final?
The big final is Scott Belsky. How ideas are brought to light. Life, excuse me, idea execution.
Oh, is he the guy from, is it Behance too?
Yes, Behance.
I hear he's amazing. So,
yeah, so do I. I can't
Nicholas
wait.
Nicholas Burrows came back to the office after seeing him at the AIJ leadership retreat, said this guy's amazing, blah, blah, blah. So I might have to leave, because I think our flight's, the problem with the West Coast is the time shift. I think we leave like.
If I had to get up, my flight out here was at 6 in the morning.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it was
mine.
Your flight out's at like noon or something, right?
I'm flying back at 5. I don't land until midnight.
That's painful. Right. Oh, and there's also a breakfast roundtable tomorrow for internationals. I don't know.
That's funny.
I know.
That is the best thing I've heard all day.
I hope there might be. They'll all be
there's
there.
A breakfast roundtable on
no,
the last
Crystal's
day.
Hosting one.
I'm hosting one.
Well, good luck with that.
We'll
be back. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Reflex Blue Show. For more information, visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show was created by Donovan Beery and Nate Voss. Music by Ben Luters.